This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haban. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Yevamos. Did you know that? We're learning Masechta Yevamos. And we're up to Daf Samach. We begin three lines from the bottom, Nun Tes Amud Beis. We just said, Anusa Sa'atzmai Mufuta Sa'atzmai for a Kohen Gadol. He cannot marry. If he marries her, he could stay married. Anusas chaveroi mefutas chaveroi. If he marries someone who his friend raped or seduced, he cannot marry her. If he married her, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the Vlad is a chala. The Chachamim say the Vlad is kosher. Says the Gemara, nasa. If you marry anusas atzmai or mefutas atzmai, the marriage is effective. Amrav huna amarav umaitzi beged. Even though the marriage is effective, he has to divorce her. Some marriage, it's a good marriage, but he has to divorce her. I velahadik tani im nasa nasa, but it says if he married her, it's a good marriage. Presumably that means he could stay married to her. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Loimar, you know what it means? Then if he marries her, it's a good marriage? That Shein Mishalim Knas b'mefuta. That if he seduced her, the marriage is effective to pater him from Knas. We know that if you seduce a woman, you have to pay knas. But if you seduce a woman, you only pay a knas if you don't marry her. But if he takes her as a wife, he doesn't have to give her anything. Oynes, he has to give her immediately, even if he does marry her. It's interesting. Difference between oynes and mefanta. Oynes, he has to pay her the knas, even if he marries her. Mefuta, if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay her the knas. When it says if he marries her, it's a good marriage, it means it's a good marriage that it exempts him from the knas, but of course he can't stay married to her, because a Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. Now the Gemara tells us a story, a rare story in Yevamos. Amar Rav Gevia mi Bei Kotel. Rav Gevia from Bei Kotel went. Amra l'shmaita k'medi Rav Ashi. He said this teaching before Rav Ashi, that the din of Rav Huna, who said you have to divorce her. I amar lei. Rav Ashi said, v'ha Rav. Really, Rav Huna said this in the name of Rav that he has to divorce her. V'ha Rav Rav Yochanan and Armi Tavar Rav and Rav Yochanan both say, Boygeres umukaseitz lo yisa. Kohen Gadol cannot marry a boygeres, a woman over 12 and a half whose besulim begin to dissipate, or a woman injured by a stick. Vim nasa, and if he marries her, it's a good marriage. Meaning he could stay with her. Even though he's not allowed to marry her, he could stay with her. Why? Because ama, soifo liois boygeres tachta. Because he could stay with her. Why not? Why can't he stay with her? If he marries a Nara, anyway, she'll eventually become a Bogeres. Certainly, as Muka says, Tachtav. Eventually, she would become injured by some kind of Eitz. Something would interfere with her Besulim. Says Gemara, Hachanami, certainly, as Bula Tachtav. So, by the same token, when Rav Huna said the name of Rav, he has to divorce her. Why should he have to divorce her? He should be allowed to stay with her. Because ultimately, she would eventually become a Ba'ula. The same way if he lives with her. The same way he's not allowed to marry Bogeres, but if he does, he could stay with her because ultimately she'll become a Bogeres. Same way he's not allowed to marry Mukaseitz, but if he does, he could stay with her because ultimately she'll become a Mukaseitz. So too, he's not allowed to marry Ba'ulas Atzmai. But if he does, he should be allowed to stay with her because ultimately he'll be boil her. So Gemara says, no, Kasha, it's a Kasha. But that doesn't mean Rav Huna Amar Rav didn't say he has to divorce her. So the Ritva says, because there's a Pasha Techiluk. And that is, a Boigeres is not so ruined, because ultimately she'll become a Bogeres, and it really doesn't matter if she became a Bogeres before the marriage or after. She's not any better because she became a Bogeres after the marriage or before. Or Mukaseis is a Mukaseis, doesn't really matter. It's not any more or less embarrassing when she became the Mukaseis, but for the Kohen Gadol who lived with this woman, how could you compare and say, well, anyway, he would live with her after. Yeah, but he would have been living with her Beheter after, and he did live with her Be'isser. So that's a big difference. The Holy Gemara continues. Anusas chaver mefutas chaver, lo yisa. Someone who your friend raped or seduced, you can't marry. Bim nasa, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, omer havlad chola, v'chachomim omer havlad kasher. So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says the vlad is disqualified for kuhuna, and the chachomim say the vlad is kosher for kuhuna. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna said the name of Rav. Halacha k'Rav Blazer ben Yaakov. Rav Huna said the name of Rav. The halacha is like Rav Blazer ben Yaakov, that the Vlad is a chalal. V'chein Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Likewise, Rav Gidol said the name of Rav. Halacha k'Rav Blazer ben Yaakov. Ikra da Amri. Others say, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. My time of the Blazer ben Yaakov. What's the reason of Rav Blazer ben Yaakov? Why does Rav Blazer ben Yaakov say that if you lived with Anusas Chaver, Mefutas Chaveroi, the Vlad is a Chalal? Says Gemara, Savrla K'Rav Elazar. He holds like K'Rav Elazar, whose Shita is later on, Rashi says, on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that a single man who had relations with a single woman, not for marriage, makes her a Zoyna, and there's a Lav, and she would then be a Lav to a Kohen Gadol, or to any Kohen. And in that case, the Vlad will be a Chalal. Meaning, the reason of Rav Huna Amar Rav, that if you married Anusas Chaveroi Mefutas Chaveroi, the Vlad is a Chalal, is because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds like Rav Elazar that any relations between two unmarried people renders the woman a Zoyna. Says Gemara, Umi Sabar LaKavasei. Do we hold like Rav Elazar? But v'kaimelon, we hold Mishnah Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. We hold the teaching of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is pure and clean. And v'ilu b'haba, regarding whether a panoi haba al pnuya, whether it renders her a chalal, amrav amram amarav, ain halach Reb Elazar. We hold the halach is not like Reb Elazar. So taka, it's a kasha. It's a kasha. In other words, it's not real. It doesn't seem to be consistent to say that the reasoning of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is because of Reb Elazar that Panei Haba Pnuya, the Vlad Zoyna, would not really explain why Panei Haba Pnuya renders her a Zoyna. That would not explain over here why the child is a Chalal, because we don't hold like that, Reb Elazar. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, no, there's a different machlokes over here. It's not because she becomes a chalal. But one thing's for sure, for the Kohen Gadol to live with her, he's violating an asei. Because the Torah HaKadosh says, V'hu isha b'vsula ha'yikach, he has to take a besula. So does living with a woman who's not a besula, violating an asei, does that create chalalos? Says Gemara, Rav Ashi Amra B'yesh Cholo Mechai Ve'asei Kamiflagi. Rav Ashi says, whether there's a Cholo from Chai Ve'asei is a Machlaikis. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Savar. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Yesh Cholo Mechai Ve'asei. V'Rabbanon Sari, Ein Cholo Mechai Ve'asei. It's a simple Machlaikis. Do Chai Ve'asei, does that produce Chalalos? My Taima, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the reason of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Dechsev. Almana Ugrusha V'Chalala Zayna Es Eila lo yikach ki im besula. It says in Almana, Grusha, Chalala, Zoyna, these the Kohen Gadol can take. Ki im besula, uchsiv lo yichala zar ba'amav akulu. Then it says, don't defile your children in your people. It's going on all the above. That if Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, Grusha, Chalala, Zoyna, or a non besula, whether he violates a lav, whether he violates a nasei, it will produce chalalos. Rabbanon, Eila Hifsika Inyan. You read it, Almana Ugrusha V'chalazonas, Eila Lo Yikach. Only these. And then it says, by the way, she has to take a basula. V'lo Yichalal Zarei Ba'amav. Lo Yichalal is only going on the Lavin, not the Asay, because Eila is Mechalik. Now, so you say, well, maybe only the Asay produces Chalalos. No, Lav is more Chamor, so if we could only choose one, we would choose Lavin. Fine. V'rabbanan eila hepsika inu. Fine. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold? No, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov amar eila lemute nida. Eila says a nida does not render a chalal. If you live with, if one lives with their wife when she's a nida, it does not render the child a chalal. In accordance with whom does it go? That which we learned in a brisa, that from these you make a chala, but you don't make a chala from nida. That goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that it does render a chala from basula, just not from a nida. So now the question is, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, why is the eila stuck in middle between lav and asay, if both lav and asay produce chalal, and eila is only being memayit nida, what's the eila doing in between? That's very fishy. That sounds like the rabbanon that only lavin and not asay. Why doesn't it say eila at the end? Kasha. This is the page of the kasha. It's a good trivia question. Which page in Shas has the word kasha the most times? Only someone who doesn't know Shas could say Samach Omer Aleph in Yevamos. But until you find me another Omer, we're going to go with Samach Omer Aleph. This is already the third kasha. Tanu Rabbanon, Achoisoi Arusa. Your sister who's in Arusa. Your sister is an arusa. Now, we know that a kohen is allowed to be matami to the seven close relatives. Battery timeout. We know that Kohen is allowed to be mitami to the seven close relatives. You should buy stock and energize. Yeah, no kidding. You should see what I go through over here. Kohen is allowed to be mitami to his father, mother, son and daughter, wife, brother, and sister who's a basula. So therefore, if his sister was a nesua, and if she's a nesua, then she's not a besula anymore, he cannot be matame to her. What about achoisai arusa? Tanu Rabbanan, achoisai arusa, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, omer matame la. You can be matame to her, why not? She is your sister, and she's not a nesua, she's not a beula. Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, omerim, ein matame la. Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon say, you cannot be matame to her. Now, if she was raped or seduced, anusa mufuta devayakol ein matame la. We'll see later why an anusa mufuta, everyone agrees you can't be matamater. I mean, off the bat, she's a baula. Umukaseitz. What about a mukaseitz? Ein matamala, divrei Reb Shimon. If she's a mukaseitz, you also can't be matamater to the sister. Shahai Reb Shimon oimer. Ru'uya l'koin gadol matamala, she'en ru'uya l'koin gadol ein matamala. Only a woman who's fit to marry a koin gadol could a koin marry, be matami to her. But a mukaseitz, who's not fit to marry a kohen gadol, a regular kohen cannot be matami to her. What about a boigeres, matamala divrei kol adam? Is that what it says? Boigeres, you can be matami to her, divrei kol adam. That's a good one. Who's called Adam? Even Reb Meir, who passes a bogeres to Kohen Gadol, he's moide that you could be metame to a sister's bogeres. So Reb Meir has an interesting name over here, Adam. Even Reb Meir, well, who's Reb Meir? He's an Adam. That's a good one. So bogeres and metame are very called Adam. My time of the Reb Meir of Reb Yehuda. What's the reasoning of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Namely, Rav Meir holds Achoyse Arusa, and Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say Mitamila. My time, Rav Meir Yehuda, the Darshi Hachi v'la Achoyse Habesula. It says, and your sister Abesula. So Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda say, Prat la Anusa Mafuta. Your sister who's a Besula, that excludes an Anusa and a Mafuta. Because an Anusa Mafuta is not a Besula. So then maybe you should exclude a Mukaseitz. Yachol Shani Moitziaf Mukaseitz. Because Mukaseitz is not a Besula. Talmud Loimar, Asholoi Hoysala Ish. Who was not to a man. Misha Havayasa Ide Ish. Only someone who has rendered a Beula through a man. Yasa Zush Shein Havi Yasa Deyesha is excluding this guy, this woman, who was not rendered a non-Besula through a man. So, Habesula excludes Anusa Mafuta. Mukaseitz is not excluded because it says Ashaloi Hoysala Ish. Hakiroiva says that even if she's an Arusa, since she's still close to you, you're allowed to be Metame. A love is Marbe even if she's a Baigaras. Why do I need a Pasuk for Baigaras? Rav Meir's Shita, as articulated before in Daf Nontesam and Aleph, is that from the word Besula, it's even someone who has Miksas Besulim. The Gemara says on Nuntes, Rav Meir holds, Besula, afilu miksas besulin. Besuleha tells me even ad iku kol besulim. And that's why Rav Meir says, you can't marry a bagaras. But the word besula means even miksas besulim. So it says that lachoysai ha besula, that means even miksas besulim. So why do I need a pasuk? Says the Gemara, it's drach. I need a pasuk. Stakedai dechamino neilf besula besula mehasam. Mehasam is if somebody rapes a woman ki yimitza ish nara besula, just like that besula is a nara and not a bageres. Now avkanami nara kamash malan the pasuk of. Hakiroiva, a love is marbe baigaras. So let's get that one more time. Vila achoysai habesula excludes anusa mafuta. Ashaloi hoysal ish includes mukaseis. Hakiroiva includes an arusa. A love includes a baigaras. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, my time, why do they hold that ain metamela? Why do they hold ishta achoysa arusa ain metamela? The darshi hachi v'la achoysa habesula, and your sister is a psula, that excludes. Besula excludes all of them. Anusa, Mefuta, and Mukaseitz. Ashaloi Hoysa, that was not, that excludes an Arusa. Hakroiva is Marbe, so in other words, an Arusa whose husband died, you cannot be Metami to. But an Arusa whose husband divorced her and then she died, you could be Metamitu. Hakroiva Larabis Arusha Shenas Garsa. A love Larabis is Habagaras. Okay, Rabbi Say. So this is the conclusion of Samach Omer Aleph. And Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to have to do Samach Omer Bey sometime next Thursday. Next Thursday, because as of the current moment, we'll be traveling on Thursday to some Kivrei Tzadikim, and I just saw Rav Miller said, what's the tachlis of going to Kibrei Tzadikim? I thought maybe he would say there is none. But he says that Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that when a person praises Tzadikim, they are being Mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim by demonstrating that the most important thing in this world is Avodas Hashem. So when you praise those who serve Hashem, you're declaring that the service of Hashem is the most important thing in this world. So when you go and you emphasize and you focus and you pay attention to the resting place of Tzadikim, you're basically declaring that what is valuable in this world is those people who dedicate themselves to the service of Hashem. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, hope to see everybody Gesunte Heit next week for Samach Omer Beis. We still have to do something on Nun Tes. We still have to do something Be'ion on Nun Tes. And we should have opportunity to do everything. Abay say, have a good night. Kol Tov. Bye bye. Kaltov, bye bye.
Thank you. Have a good trip.
Okay, amen. Amen. Thank you. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.